The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
People need advice. Do you need some advice? Sure. Everybody can use some once in a while. 1-800-947-3979. Trying to find the one that came in earlier.
And that was the one that you said we got from a lady, and there's a disagreement between her and her husband about something.
About their 3-year-old.
I will just have to paraphrase from memory. She wrote in and said, guys, I need your opinion. We have a 3-year-old daughter, and she has really long hair, and it tends to get in her eyes and other things when she's playing and just being a kid.
Okay, I would think that would be the case, yeah, with anybody with long hair.
She said, I want to get it cut, but my husband thinks she is too young for a haircut. Okay. And then she added, he never combs it or does anything with it. And so it's only her, and I say she's ready for a haircut. And I, Freebeer, say she is right. She's not too young for a haircut. That's not a thing.
Right.
No. You can cut hair anytime you want. It's just, I mean, you'd think that would be something that would be pretty easy to agree on.
You'd think.
Well, yeah. Especially if you're never the one styling it and it's not the thing that's bothering you or your kid, then why would you have any opinion other than what makes the kid's life easier or your life easier?
I guess if you're really adamant about your daughter remaining looking feminine in some manner, like having a little bit longer hair, you could still cut it to like the shoulder and it's shorter.
That's still feminine.
She doesn't have to look like a boy or something. Is he under the impression that when you get a haircut, you have to shave a head?
Yeah, it's a buzz cut. She either has to have no hair or all of the hair that she currently has.
Yeah.
Like, there are various stages.
And not that 3-year-olds should get to decide everything, but she probably has an opinion on that worth.
No, don't let that kid decide hair. Kids will do weird things. They take scissors and they'll, it's bad.
Kids do make weird hair decisions.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah,
let them. Good pictures.
Yeah. Let them do it when they can do it mostly without ramifications.
Yeah.
1-800-947-3979. This text, it's just a haircut. It's not like pruning a tree will determine her future growth and appearance.
No.
It's a good point.
It's true. Yeah. It's not like, you know, cutting a 2x4. Once you cut it, it's cut forever. Yeah. I mean,
it'll
grow. Yeah, it grows back.
I've had friends after their babies, like initial curls grew out, their hair grew out straight and a different color. It went from that like white babies would generally have that bright blonde hair and
sometimes,
then curls.
Yeah.
Right. And they want to keep those curls for as long as they can. But it gets to that point where it's like, oh my God, this kid's a mess.
Yeah.
And yeah. It happens. I know my parents went through that with me too.
Yeah.
You had such cute curls. I'm sure I did, but.
Yeah. We just got Nikki's haircut for the first time, maybe a month and a half ago or so. I mean, it was cute, but yeah, the kid looked like a mop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it starts to get crazy.
He needed to do something.
Yeah.
If not, Dad better learn to do some hair.
Yeah. You better start brushing, Dad.
Time to be one of those girl dads that get turned into a TikTok and all of a sudden you're famous.
Yeah.
For being a dad. Doing what you should be doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Doing dad things.
Look, Dad can put scrunchies in hair.
That's crazy. Sometimes the bar is a little low for dads. You know, it's like, well, I mean, yeah, it's kind of my job. Like,
yeah,
you can learn to do it. It doesn't emasculate you.
But I feel like this next one's going to be real easy too, because that one was real easy.
It's pretty easy, yeah.
Look, you when know, you're as
find
good
some
as
common
we are,
ground, and
when you're geniuses like us.
No.
This one's easy. About a year ago, I came on hard times and did something I am not proud of.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Prostitution.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I used my boyfriend's social security number to open a credit card in his name.
That
decidedly less hot.
Okay, that's a crime.
Yeah.
I was out of work and couldn't get a credit card on my own. I used the card to survive, bought groceries and prescriptions, also used it to pay some bills. I haven't made any new charges since I got a new job. The balance is around $4,800.
Oh, boy.
Okay, not as bad as I was thinking.
I have always made the minimum payment, which is about $245 right now. If I die, would he be responsible for the debt? Am I hurting his credit score?
Yes, stupid.
Yeah.
Let's not jump ahead to if I die.
Yeah, let's stick with.
Let's not die.
Uh-huh.
But yes, you're hurting his credit score.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're making the payments, you could. I don't know what his credit score was. Maybe he's terrible. But you got the credit card.
You're probably not making it any better.
No.
What you have done is commit credit card fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's identity theft. That's a
and it's a
crime.
Level of financial infidelity that may be a deal breaker for said boyfriend.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You should not be in relationships with people in general. Like, if you're stealing people's information, no. Mm-hmm.
That is a, I mean, that's.
No.
That's, I mean, you're, I know you were broke and you were in a situation where you had to find a way, but I would much rather have someone ask me for money than open a credit card in my name.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I doubt if you are boyfriend and girlfriend, I doubt if he would have let you starve to death. I mean, there's ways to get food without stealing an identity. I'd be curious what other charges are on there.
I might find a way to get that paid off. I don't know how.
Would they
borrow it from someone else?
She's got a job now. Basically starve until you pay that all off, close it, tell him.
Got to make at least more than minimum payments.
Yeah, you got to pay that off. Pay it off.
Easier said than done if you're if you're living check to check and barely getting
by.
Well,
you shouldn't have done that.
I get it. I'm buying my first property at the age of 28, and I'm extremely proud of it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good job.
When I told my boyfriend, he had a very negative reaction. Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
He might not be the one.
Well, I need to know, is it a nice property, or is it like, hey, I bought a quarter acre next to the sewage plant?
Well, if that's the case,
and they pump all the sewage into my yard,
I think it's probably a normal place.
Okay.
He started talking about how this would impact him in the future if we were to move in together. For context, we haven't talked about moving in together as we have been dating for less than a year.
Yeah, he's probably talked about this in his own head. Is probably
sounds
what's
like
happened.
It.
He's probably thought like in the future, like, oh, maybe we'll do this one day and we'll do this, and then that threw a monkey wrench into his brain. So it might not be that he's a bad guy. He's just throwing him off. He's young and dumb.
He freaked out about where all of his stuff will go, if there'd be enough space for his instruments, etc.
Okay. Oh, no, he's a musician. Oh, geez.
This guy is top-notch loser.
Is it a property or a house?
I assume house.
It must be a house, yeah.
When I hear property, I just assume it's a...
I think it's like a
lot.
Plot.
Yeah, a plot of
land. Well, that's when you buy property, but if it's a property, then that's a house.
He talked about how he deserved a vote in the process of which house I'm buying, because at some point, presumably, we would live together.
Yeah, I don't...
His stream of conscious ramblings then took a bit of a turn.
This
took
is
a bit
triggering.
Of it. It goes.
This is so.
I just looked at Kelly like, huh? Anything to add, Kelly?
I almost started with this by saying Kelly from 2020 wrote in, but I didn't want to pour any gas on that fire. He started saying he doesn't want to pay for my mortgage and give me free equity while he got nothing.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Good news. He doesn't have to.
The whole thing's not fair.
Okay. Yeah, I was giving way too much benefit of the doubt at the beginning.
He then demanded to be on the title.
No.
I've had a hard time letting this conversation go because he isn't supporting me.
No, let him go.
But I also can't verbalize why I feel so upset about this conversation. Whenever I bring it up, he tells me that I'm dismissing his feelings.
Oh, that's
we
a,
just need to no, check in on Kelly for a second. Yeah. Kelly, Kelly,
opinions on this one, Kelly.
If my
ever been in that situation?
Was, if your future is anything like mine, just go, just get out now. Just get out now. It's such a huge red flag. Because I being at that point in your life where you're successful enough to finally be able to buy a house or a car or whatever on your own, and your significant other puts their needs before yours, and you're not married, you don't have kids, and then they make you feel bad for it, they're a selfish person, and you should break up with them right now. Like, break up with them right now, trust me. Because then you're going to move in, and they're going to be like, wouldn't my flag look super cool right here? No, it won't.
My flag.
My flag.
And then you, when you go out, I
that seems
I'm,
very specific.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
it was a stupid race, like, marathon flag. It was
oh, no.
So
even
ugly.
Worse. Even,
oh,
like,
boy,
I bet you didn't even race in it. Anyway, I, but the other thing is, too, that you have to worry about.
Why don't you keep it down until you write a book about it?
Don't hold your breath. But one of the other things, too, when you get in those situations, speaking from my own personal experience, once you tell people that you've bought a house, I felt bad. And I would say our house. I would say, yeah, we bought a house, because I didn't want to deal with the, well, yeah, you talk about your house and it's yours. And I feel like I'm just renting. And it's like,
you
well,
are.
One, you are.
Right.
So if we're talking about what it looks like on paper, then fine. But in reality, like, your things are here. You live here, it's fine, but you deal with that type of stuff. If he's already showing those sorts of types of insecurities,
and
trust
they,
me, they come out in such weird ways where you're you're telling people it's your house,
and they haven't
you bought together,
discussed moving in together. I don't care what you've thought about in your brain.
No,
you don't get to your name on the title.
No, and
I'm sorry. Did half the money come from you? Then shut the hell up.
Now my ex didn't do that. He definitely didn't do that. But the other stuff was like. Yeah, his name wasn't on the title, but I would regularly be like, yeah, the house we bought.
Yeah, and you know, and I think, and sometimes it's like, hey, the house we bought. I think it's okay in some cases to say like our house.
Yeah.
If you live together and you have, and it feels like your house together, even if it's only in your name. Like, yeah, I mean, I was in that situation 2 years and years ago where I bought a house. I was dating somebody for a long time and I bought a house because I was smart enough to go, well, I'm not putting a house in a, you know, the title in two people's names if we're not like for sure together, because that's a whole different issue. But she contributed. I mean, she did stuff around the house, and so it was like I didn't mind at that point. Like when we go out, oh yeah, we got to get back to our house. You know, it wasn't.
You want it to be
house.
Your house. Get married.
Yeah, exactly.
And even then, it's still a little.
And even if you want a little, like, you know, I mean, I think it's in one. If you've been together a long time and you want to go, hey, I know you want to buy a place, but. I mean, we're kind of together. Can I at least like help you look like me, you know, but if you just like, I deserve to make the decisions. Oh, man. Once you use the word deserve, man, no. Yeah. I don't care which gender is doing that. It's like, nope. Goodbye.
Yeah. Like Kayla moved into what was my house. Then we got married. Now it's our house.
Right.
Yeah.
That's our house.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God, because she makes it better. And she made cinnamon rolls in our house.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I consider that her house, really.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
If it's working, it's working.
Yeah. I like the way it's going.
Yeah.
All right. The next one. It's a sex drive question. We're good at sex drive questions.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'd say that. There's no category for that. It's not something we already have.
There is a category for
Nobody's
that.
Nobody's like, gosh, just think back to all those times you guys answered sex drive questions.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save